Okay, next up we have Seaman Ski doing the song I Can't Write. You want attention, I don't notice. So scream it louder and I snap back in frustration. That's the moment when it brings me down again. That's the moment where I can push back the pen. I don't think there's any song I can write. I don't know. The inability to write a song about these issues is like the least of this narrator's problems. And these lyrics are not very compelling. Overall, it's too slow and plaintive for me. You know, this isn't my jam. If you're going to try and win me over with a slow ballad sort of a song or a plaintive kind of a thing, then the lyrics really, really need to be something else. And I didn't think these were all that much. Plaintive is not my jam.
I had a very similar reaction. It's very slow, but it's not just slow that's the problem. It's that it's kind of one note. There's not a lot of change-ups from verse to chorus to bridge, although the falsetto that he sings in the bridge is lovely, and that is a welcome change. There's just not enough change for me, and it makes it drag, I think, more than it would otherwise. Also, I think the vocals are doubled in the same manner pretty much throughout the entire song. So it's one of those things where, you know, doubling the vocals can give you some interest while you're hearing it. It's like something you might want to do in the chorus to punch something up. But if they're doubled everywhere in the song, your ear just becomes used to it. So you need some contrast in order to make the doubling sound punchier, I think. I struggled with this song, and it was one of my least favorite songs from the round, so I tried to dig into why I didn't like it, and I think it's just because there wasn't enough change. Like, even something like adding more drums or taking away drums or just anything to make the sections seem distinct from each other, I think would have really helped.
I make notes when I first listen, so I have my lyric sheet printed out, and I make notes as I'm listening along. And I just read my notes. They didn't quite make it into my final review, but my first notes were, there's just no groove at all. I wish it were groove. Cut loose, Szymanski, cut loose. I needed a sense that the song was going somewhere. It just stayed in the same position throughout. I didn't have a problem with the simplicity of the lyrics, but I didn't think the two halves of the two inspirations behind the two verses really made a cohesive story beyond the guilt of the singer in not being able to engage, whether they had actions that they didn't like or they didn't have actions where they felt they should have had some actions. That's really the only thing that ties it together. And it didn't feel like a cohesive song to me. I love the bridge. The bridge was the best part of the song, but that was the moment I wanted the song just to take off and to go somewhere euphoric, but it didn't. It just came back down to earth again, and it just ended with a bit of a, oh, okay, I guess I listen to another song now. I just wanted something more from it, which is on me. You know, I completely accept that Szymanski writes the songs that Szymanski wants to write, and that's absolutely how it should be. But I kind of wanted a little bit more. This was another song that I felt didn't meet the challenge. And the tweak that I was looking for that would have made it meet the challenge in my mind is so simplistic that I think I must be wrong about it, in that he's singing that there isn't a song I can write, but I think we are listening to the song he's written that he's claiming isn't the song that he can write. And it just needs to accept this one, which is a really simple way of putting it, just to undercut the narrative and say, there's no song I can write except this one, and this will have to do, which I think would have been quite a neat take on the challenge. But it never got there. He just kept saying, there's no song I can write. And I was left thinking, well, then what song are you referencing? I know it's this one, but you just kind of don't make it. And it just left me very unsatisfied.
There's sort of a different take on the meta aspect, which is, I mean, the challenge really is sort of intrinsically at least a little bit meta, where you're talking about a song within a song. I'd mentioned in the listening party chat how I was a little disappointed that it didn't seem like anybody was referencing Exhibit and the Exhibit meme about, what is it? Yo, dog, I heard you like songs. So I put a song in your song.
So you can sing while you sing?
Yeah. Something like that.
But this is also maybe not the best approach for that. I don't think that's exactly what he was going for, but there must have been a little bit of that in there. So
I'm pretty certain I'm wrong on my take on the song. So Tim from the Panna Cotta Army did some reviews on the Songfight forum where he said, "I think you have problems meeting the challenge in an obvious way. I couldn't see how it was met unless I already knew that it was met. So I presume it is met somehow, albeit it's buried. But I can only assume that I'm wrong, and my take on this not meeting the challenge is not the correct take. Other than if it's so not prominent that I just simply can't see it, and somebody else reviewing it has said it's really difficult to see, maybe that in itself suggests it hasn't met the challenge." I think I even put that in my review. I said, if this is so not prominent that I can't see it, you haven't met the challenge.
So is this one of the three that you were worried about then? Yeah,
so it was this one. It was this big old endless sky and governing dynamics were the three that I felt couldn't be reasonably said to have met the challenge. This was the most egregious in that I thought that just it doesn't mention a song in this. It talks about a song that he hasn't written. And I think the song that he hasn't written is the song we're listening to. And that circle is never squared. It just needed something very simple just to say, this is it. This is the song I'm talking about.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Happy to accept I'm wrong.
Well, it's what we got. And I think, I mean, probably shouldn't be doing this, but I think this got him eliminated. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Well, not because he didn't meet the challenge, but just he came towards the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.